Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Episode 3. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Sto molto bene, Mark, grazie. Tu come stai?
Tutto bene, ma oggi un po', non lo so, un po' emozionato perché andiamo a Firenze.
Sì, che meraviglia, una delle mie città preferite in assoluto.
Io devo ammettere qualcosa, io non sono mai stato a Firenze.
Veramente?
Sì, devo andarci il più presto possibile.
Sì, sì, allora sicuramente questo episodio ti darà un po' di ispirazione.
Esatto, ok, so you're listening, bene, of course, to this episode of our travel diaries from Coffee Break Italian, in which we're following the adventures of Giulia and her friend Paolo as they venture through the beautiful area that is Tuscany in Italy. And we're bringing you these at a time when it's a little more difficult for us all to travel. So we thought this would give you a little bit of inspiration, ispirazione, as Francesca said. And this way you can be traveling virtually along with us. So as usual, we're going to listen to the recording. And this is Giulia's diary entry. And then we will talk about it afterwards. And of course, we'll go through all the grammar, all the vocabulary, and hopefully you'll understand everything. Allora, ascoltiamo!
Ieri sera, dopo aver preso il treno da Lucca, siamo arrivati a Firenze. Stamattina ci siamo alzati alle 7, per avere tempo di visitare tutte le bellezze della città. Il Duomo, il Ponte Vecchio, il Museo degli Uffizi. Così tanta bellezza in un solo giorno. Io e Paolo non riuscivamo a credere ai nostri occhi. Per pranzo ci siamo fermati a prendere una schiacciata, ovvero una specie di focaccia, ripiena con salumi e formaggi del luogo. Anche se non abbiamo mangiato in un ristorante di lusso, mangiare la schiacciata per le strade di Firenze è stato davvero bello. Nel pomeriggio siamo saliti fino a Piazzale Michelangelo. È una piazza rialzata, da cui si può ammirare tutta la città. Da lì si può godere una splendida vista al tramonto. In lontananza potevamo vedere la cupola del Duomo e il sole si specchiava sull'Arno. L'atmosfera non poteva essere migliore. Purtroppo, però, siamo dovuti tornare in albergo, in attesa della meta di domani.
Grazie mille Giulia. Another interesting diary entry there, and interesting to hear about Florence and exactly what they get up to when they're in Florence, especially this schiacciata, Francesca.
Sì, sì, è molto interessante la schiacciata. Diciamo che oltre a tutta l'arte, la bellezza di Firenze, ci sono anche molte delizie gastronomiche tipiche della città e della regione, tra cui la schiacciata con i salumi tipici della Toscana.
We will find out more about this as we go through the text. Let's return to the beginning, and if you can read each sentence, Francesca, we'll talk about the language in there. Go for it.
Certo, con piacere, come sempre. Ieri sera, dopo aver preso il treno da Lucca, siamo arrivati a Firenze.
Okay, so yesterday evening, ieri sera, dopo aver preso il treno da Lucca, after having taken the train from Lucca. So this is nice because it's a dopo aver fatto qualcosa.
Sì.
Can you explain that a little more?
Sì, when we have dopo, we always need to use what is called grammatically un infinito passato, so a past infinitive. It sounds really scary, but the idea is just to use the infinitive essere or avere, applying the rule we normally apply for the past tense, for example, and the past participle. So in this case, the verb is prendere. Prendere takes avere as an auxiliary, like ho preso, abbiamo preso. So we apply that rule, but simply with the infinitive. And the reason why you see or you hear avere instead of avere is just because it sounds nicer, but you could equally say dopo avere preso. We tend to drop the E, however, e aver or esser, dopo esser andato, for example.
Perfetto. Now, there's something important that we need to consider here, and that is the fact that in English, when we're seeing this construction, we've got two ways of saying it. We could say after having taken the train from Lucca, but we could also say after taking the train from Lucca. And that can be confusing for learners, because learners might think, oh, after taking the train, there's another part of Italian grammar that we could use for an ing, but we don't want to go there because we have to use this construction in Italian after having taken, or after to have taken, if you like. So when you're thinking after doing something, always put that into italese and think of after to have done something. Dopo aver preso, dopo essere andato, and so on. Okay. Dopo aver preso il treno da Lucca, after having taken the train from Lucca, siamo arrivati a Firenze. We arrived in Florence. Let's continue on.
Stamattina ci siamo alzati alle 7 per avere tempo di visitare tutte le bellezze della città.
Okay, so stamattina, now I think we've seen that already, because stamattina can mean this morning. We could say questa mattina.
Sì.
But we run it together when it's stamattina, yeah?
Sì, stamattina, as one word.
Yeah.
You cannot have two separate words. This is important if you're writing it.
Good stuff. Okay, so stamattina ci siamo alzati. Lovely expression there. Ci siamo alzati, a nice reflexive verb in the perfect tense. We got up. Ci siamo alzati alle 7, at 7 o'clock. Per avere tempo di visitare, in order to have time to visit tutte le bellezze della città, all the beautiful things in the city. And then
sì.
Giulia reads them, tells us what these beautiful things are.
Sì, il Duomo, il Ponte Vecchio, il Museo degli Uffizi, così tanta bellezza in un solo giorno.
Right, so il Duomo, the cathedral, il Ponte Vecchio, literally the old bridge, but it sounds so much nicer when we say il Ponte Vecchio.
Sì.
And then the Museum of the Uffizi. So the Uffizi galleries, I think we call them in English. I'm not quite sure, because I've never been. I need to go. Così tanta bellezza, so much beauty, in un giorno solo, in one single day.
Sì, ho un solo giorno.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Julia said, but it's the same thing, it's just a little bit more emphatic, un solo giorno, because she wants to stress, to underline that in just one day they got to see so many beautiful things.
Good. Okay, let's look at the next line.
Io e Paolo non riuscivamo a credere ai nostri occhi.
Right, so this is an expression that, you know, sometimes you think about expressions in English and you think, oh, there must be an Italian version of this, but it's probably not the same, but this is almost the same here.
Sì, for once, so it's good to memorize it immediately so our listeners can impress their Italian friends.
Exactly. So here we're using the verb riuscire, which means to succeed in doing something. Non riuscivamo.
Mm-hmm, bravissimo.
We weren't succeeding a credere, to believe, ai nostri occhi, to our eyes.
Sì.
So it's pretty much the same. We couldn't believe our eyes.
Sì, perfetto.
And the reason they couldn't believe their eyes is because there was just so much beauty, tanta bellezza.
Sì, ed è vero. Penso che anche tu, Mark, quando andrai a Firenze non riuscirai a credere ai tuoi occhi. Sarà bellissimo.
Sì, 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 sì. Ok, let's continue.
Per pranzo ci siamo fermati a prendere una schiacciata, ovvero una specie di focaccia ripiena con salumi e formaggi del luogo.
Ok, so per pranzo, for lunch, ci siamo fermati, another reflexive verb there in the perfect tense. We stopped ourselves, literally. We had a rest. We stopped to prendere una schiacciata. So to have a schiacciata. And then we get an explanation of this from Julia. Ovvero una specie di focaccia. So a type of focaccia bread ripiena con salumi e formaggi del luogo, so filled with meats and cheese from the area, from the locality, del luogo.
Sì, sì, mamma mia, ho l'acquolina in bocca già.
Ogni episodio abbiamo l'acquolina in bocca.
Sì, tipico, tipico di Coffee Break Italian, sempre sì. Si parla di mangiare.
Sì, sì, sì. Ok.
Anche se non abbiamo mangiato in un ristorante di lusso, mangiare la schiacciata per le strade di Firenze è stato davvero bello.
Ok, so here we're saying, anche se, even if, non abbiamo mangiato in un ristorante di lusso, if we haven't eaten in a luxurious restaurant, in un ristorante di lusso, mangiare la schiacciata, eating the schiacciata.
Bravissimo.
Per le strade di Firenze, through the Florentine streets, è stato davvero bello. So has been really beautiful. So again, we're putting it into bad English there just so that it sticks to the original Italian. But basically, even if we didn't eat in a fancy restaurant, eating the schiacciata, walking through the streets was absolutely lovely.
Sì, and another interesting example of an English gerund, which doesn't translate with a gerund in Italian, eating, while in Italian we need the infinitive mangiare. So always refrain from that temptation of translating English gerunds into Italian gerunds.
Exactly, because 9 times out of 10, and perhaps 99 times out of 100, they're going to be infinitives in Italian.
Sì.
Okay, we're just going to pause there and we'll be back in a moment with the next section of this text. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. At the moment, we're in Florence with Giulia and Paolo, and they have just had a lovely schiacciata in the streets of Florence for their lunch. Let's find out what they did in the afternoon.
Va bene, ve lo dico subito.
Okay, just before we go on there, sorry Francesca, I'm interrupting you there, but it's because you said you said ve lo dico subito. I love that. I said, what did they get up to in the afternoon? Ve lo dico subito. I will tell you straight away, or I tell you straight away, literally in the present tense. Ve lo dico subito. Excellent. Sorry, I got carried away there with that. So yeah.
Tranquillo, ve lo ripeto.
Again. Go for it.
Nel pomeriggio siamo saliti fino a Piazzale Michelangelo. È una piazza rialzata da cui si può ammirare tutta la città.
Okay, so quite a long sentence here. Nel pomeriggio, in the afternoon, siamo salite. Now, the verb salire means to go up, to raise or to go up yourself in the sense when you're moving up to something in a city, obviously, Piazzale Michelangelo, and we're explaining here what Piazzale Michelangelo is. It's a piazza rialzata. So alzare, as we know, when you get yourself up in the morning, alzarsi. But this piazza is rialzata, so it must be high up in the city.
Sì, esatto. È un bellissimo punto panoramico di Firenze, ovviamente dedicato a uno dei maggiori artisti fiorentini, Michelangelo. Ci devi assolutamente andare quando andrai a Firenze, perché la vista sulla città è mozzafiato.
Mozzafiato.
È anche un punto molto romantico.
Ah, ok.
Sì, un mio amico scozzese ha chiesto a sua moglie se sono andati a fare un viaggio a Firenze. E poi erano proprio a Piazzale Michelangelo e lui ha chiesto a lei di sposarlo. Lei ha accettato.
Che carino.
Sì.
Sorry, as our listeners may have worked out, sometimes when we're recording at a distance here, there is a little bit of a delay. That's why sometimes we talk over each other. We hope it's not too disturbing for you. But yeah, I didn't hear exactly who popped what question there. We needed a little clarification on that. I wondered if Paolo had maybe popped the question to Giulia here or something like that.
Ah, questo non sappiamo.
La prossima volta, forse. Okay, so this piazza rialzata. It's a raised square and it's got a beautiful panorama, presumably perfect for taking some photos and so on. Sì. But we're given some more information, a lovely, lovely relative pronoun here.
Da cui?
From where?
From which?
Si mm-hmm. può ammirare tutta la città. One can admire the whole city. Fantastic.
Sì, esatto. Da lì si può godere una splendida vista al tramonto.
Okay, so from there, si può godere, you can enjoy, one can enjoy, una splendida vista, a splendid view at sunset, al tramonto.
Sì, il tramonto.
Love that word.
In lontananza potevamo vedere la cupola del Duomo e il sole si specchiava sull'Arno.
Okay, so in lontananza, in the distance, in the sì. far away basically, potevamo vedere la cupola del Duomo. We could see the dome of the cathedral. E il sole si specchiava sull'Arno. Now, the Arno is the river that flows through Florence. And specchiava is an interesting word because it's linked to specchio, isn't it?
Specchio, mirror. Sì, yeah. Esatto. So it was like reflecting, it was mirroring itself in the river.
In the river. Brilliant. It does sound very, very nice.
L'atmosfera non poteva essere migliore.
So the atmosphere could not have been better. It couldn't be better. Non poteva essere migliore.
Purtroppo, però, siamo dovuti tornare in albergo in attesa della meta di domani.
Purtroppo, unfortunately, però, however, siamo dovuti tornare in albergo. Now, probably understanding this, dovuto from the verb dovere, meaning to have to do something. But siamo dovuti tornare. Francesca, why does this take essere?
This is interesting when we have modal verbs in the past. We again have the option of choosing between essere and avere. Normally, if the verb, if the main verb we are using in this case, tornare, would normally take essere in, let's say, passato prossimo or any compound tense, then we are using the same verb there. Siamo dovuti tornare. If we were to say, for example, we had to eat, then we would say abbiamo dovuto mangiare. However, I think I should also say that in contemporary, more informal Italian, we tend to use avere quite often, even instead of essere. You could hear maybe abbiamo dovuto tornare in albergo. You could hear that at times.
Okay, so let's just pick up on this a little, because note the difference between abbiamo dovuto mangiare, we had to eat, or literally we have had to eat, and siamo dovuti tornare. You've got an agreement of the past participle dovuto there. It becomes dovuti because, of course, it's agreeing with the subject. Siamo, yes, dovuti tornare because it's an essere verb.
Esatto.
So if this were siamo, well, let's change the verb from dovere. What if it were potere?
Sì, siamo potuti tornare in albergo. So it's exactly the same rule, but abbiamo potuto mangiare una schiacciata.
Perfetto. Okay, quite tricky. A nice little nuance of Italian there. So siamo dovuti tornare in albergo. We had to return to the hotel in attesa, waiting for, in preparation for, sì, della meta di domani, waiting for tomorrow's destination.
Esatto.
Yeah, so there we have it. That is the full text. We've now listened to the full text from Giulia and Paolo for this episode when they've spent their day in Florence. Let's have a listen through one more time, and hopefully now that we've gone through it, you'll understand everything. Ascoltiamo.
Ieri sera, dopo aver preso il treno da Lucca, siamo arrivati a Firenze. Stamattina ci siamo alzati alle 7 per avere tempo di visitare tutte le bellezze della città. Il Duomo, il Ponte Vecchio, il Museo degli Uffizi. Così tanta bellezza in un solo giorno. Io e Paolo non riuscivamo a credere ai nostri occhi. Per pranzo ci siamo fermati a prendere una schiacciata, ovvero una specie di focaccia, ripiena con salumi e formaggi del luogo. Anche se non abbiamo mangiato in un ristorante di lusso, mangiare la schiacciata per le strade di Firenze è stato davvero bello. Nel pomeriggio siamo saliti fino a Piazzale Michelangelo. È una piazza rialzata, da cui si può ammirare tutta la città. Da lì si può godere una splendida vista al tramonto. In lontananza potevamo vedere la cupola del Duomo e il sole si specchiava sull'Arno. l'atmosfera non poteva essere migliore. Purtroppo, però, siamo dovuti tornare in albergo, in attesa della meta di domani.
È un giorno perfetto a Firenze, no?
Sì, veramente la giornata ideale.
Okay, well, next time we will continue with the journey of Paolo and Giulia. So yeah, we're talking about Giulia and Paolo's adventures here. And we'll continue on next time wonder where that's going to take us next time.
Sì, non ve lo dico, io forse ho già qualche idea, ma... Acqua in bocca.
Okay. So if you'd like to find out more about all of this, you can head over to the Coffee Break Academy. There you'll find the notes and the additional materials for this course. So that's at coffeebreakacademy.com. And of course, don't forget to check out all our social content. That's on Facebook, Coffee Break Italian, Learn Italian on Twitter, and we're Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. We look forward to continuing the journey next time. For now, grazie mille e arrivederci.
A presto, ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.